Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning President's Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America, around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. We're also on Gab, the same way. When Parler comes back, we'll be there the same way. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was created, formed on Judeo-Christian values. All right, we've got a message here from Therese. Therese says, I wonder if any of this impeachment or insurrection would be going on if one in one court. Just one court had enough courage to even look at any evidence brought forth for voter fraud. There might be something else going on, but not this. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've seen that there were many, many courts who either in whatever form refused to hear or did not believe that there was enough evidence to warrant any further hearing. And I think that number is up around 60 or 61, Captain.
Now, James in Clearwater chimed in here by the messenger, and he says, I see lots of wrongful death lawsuits starting to pile up on Cuomo's doorstep. That's true, but they're not criminal charges. You see, they're avoiding the criminal charges. They're going after him civilly. And at the very least, if he gets found guilty of any of that, it's going to cost him millions of dollars, right?
One might think, because of the damages, obviously, wrongful death, that's a very serious thing. As they go through their own discovery, as they go through, filing these actions and so forth, it may shed more light on exactly what happened. What did the governor know? When did he know it? What did he order? And, what he didn't order, perhaps. But again, a full and generally, like you mentioned earlier, Captain Janice Dean had said, look, there has to be a full investigation on this. And that's absolutely right. And that would just seem to be a matter of course, no matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat in the mix here.
Now, be careful what you wish for, especially if you're up there in Minneapolis, because Minneapolis, the push to defund police is backfiring as residents are now showing up on the doorsteps of politicians to complain about slow response times and the increase in time because there aren't enough police.
Well, sure. And, of course, a lot of the police in Minneapolis actually quit of their own accord because of the atmosphere that was created. And, Captain, it was the atmosphere there was created not because the ludicrous notion that if you defund the police, you'll have less crime or something like that. But it's based on the observable fact that if you defund the police, you will have less crime, or rather you have more crime, I should say. And because some of these people went down this political road and decided to demonize police officers for their own political gains, they have brought this about on their own, a community there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a terrible, terrible thing to see happening.
Yeah, and something else I might add to all of this is that there are other cities. Portland's one of them, and Seattle's another one. And they're being told, "Hey, you want better response times? You want more action? We need more police. You cut a billion. No, that was New York where they cut $1 billion out of the police budget. But New York's got the same problem too, I've been told."
Well, sure. I mean, the reputation of New York City is going rapidly downhill, mm-hmm. and that is a horrible thing to witness. After New York City had come so far over these last few decades or so, it really is sad to see. But again, it's this simple formula. You demonize the police. You give the people who want to do crime the notion that there's not going to be any real consequence. Nobody's going to be around to catch you, this kind of thing. It's so simple to think about, but again, it's the political issue that was brought up for political gain that is now causing these problems.
Now, it turns out it's not exactly clear as to how much the taxpayers are going to have to dish out for the two Trump impeachment trials. Now, we have an idea of what one of them costs. You want to hear?
Sure.
According to Roll Call, they estimated the first impeachment trial in January 2020 cost $1.83 million. However, another estimate from the Heritage Foundation put the price at $3.06 million because it included the salaries of not only the senators involved, but also the 106 congressional staffers and six lawyers they had on board. That figure does not include, however, the most recent impeachment trial, which just ended here Saturday.
Well, right. And again, money could be well spent elsewhere. How about into COVID-19 relief checks?
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Hold that thought. And we are going to talk about the COVID-19 relief checks when we come back, because that's back in the mix again. Joe Biden is, it's a priority. We have to do it. Okay. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, moi, the Captain, and sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right back in the palm of your hand at the time of service. Remember, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the Captain sent you. Get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Somebody asked me if you were doing the echo from the bathroom that time that we played the echo.
Nope. It's a trade secret.
Yeah, I know. We'll leave it that way, too. All right. Now, California, an interesting poll came out. California voters, they've not only turned on Governor Gavin Newsom with the recall effort that's out there, but now Dianne Feinstein, too. What's that all about?
Well, Captain, there was a poll that was published by Berkeley IGS poll, basically. It surveyed some 10,000 a little bit over 10,000 registered California voters. And they found this, Captain, about Senator Dianne Feinstein. 35% of Californians said they approved of the job she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
45% disapproved. 20% had no opinion. Also, Captain, what's going on in the mix in California, just incidentally to Dianne Feinstein here, is that just recently the San Francisco Board of Education took her name off of of one of the schools, or a school that a high school that bore her name, because back in the 80s she replaced a Confederate flag, and it was in a cultural civic center display that had been taken down by a protester. So evidently that's enough to get you canceled in San Francisco, I guess, for Dianne Feinstein of all people.
Wow. Now, over the weekend, we had the 10th anniversary of the Parkland shooting down in South Florida, and President Biden took the opportunity to announce there'd be a new gun control push. Now, I was at the Two Guys Gun Show in Sarasota at Robarts Arena on Saturday doing a personal appearance, and I can tell you folks that it was very busy, and a lot of women were there buying guns.
Well, that's pretty interesting, Captain, because you see a lot of people at these shows.
I do.
And that seemed to be a significant increase, you think, of women looking to find out more about how to get a firearm.
I actually had them coming up to me with a little list, some of them, and saying, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I said, well, have you fired any of those? No. I said, well, first of all, I wouldn't buy a gun without being able to fire it. Buying here, it's like let the buyer beware, but I'm sure if you have any problems, they'll take care of it. There are a couple of gun shops here, and I'll point out who they are to you, because they've got a brick and mortar, a place where you can go if you have any trouble. So I did that, but that's the best you can do.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Captain, the issue of gun control, of course, is coming up because it is that horrible anniversary of the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School that was in Parkland, Florida. But at the same time, shouldn't we also be talking about how to protect the kids when they are in school and have a comprehensive way of protecting them so that if, God forbid, someone comes into the school area with a firearm, that they can take them down very, very quickly? That was also part of this whole debate when this horrible tragedy occurred.
Now, is it fair to say that when we were talking about having to have a COVID test to fly on a domestic aircraft flight was raising quite a stink?
Yes, and the administration, at least as of the end of last week, was backing away from that idea. Yeah.
They did back away. They said that there will be no COVID test mandate for domestic flights for now.
For now.
For now.
Well, maybe they, try to leave the door open. Sounds like a Dr. Fauciism kind of thing. Well, unless we see a big spike or something, but even so, I don't think we've seen a big problem with people flying on the airplanes, and they've been taking some pretty hefty measures on airlines right now.
Now, China has fired back at the U.S. for some revelations that have been made, and the World Health Organization, by the way, who just cleared Wuhan, China, their investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 virus, have found potentially 13 different strains of the virus that were here in December of 2019. And I'm telling you, I think I had one of them because of what the doctor told me and because of the fact that I have the antibodies in my system, and there's no other way I could have gotten them if I hadn't had it. And I had to have some real heavy-duty stuff to get me over the hill and get me out of the mess I was in when I got sick. I lost my voice and everything. But anyway, suggesting that it had gone undetected for some time, but still not putting the finger on China, where all of this crap came from to begin with.
So, yeah, everybody's totally confused about this, Captain. Where did the virus come from? Did it originate from a bat? Did it originate from a laboratory in Wuhan, China?
Was it in a wet market?
Wet market? I mean, all these things early on, and as far as I can remember, that was debunked, that it was a bat. Somebody cooked a bat or got a hold of a bat. But then, again, the notion that it likely came from a laboratory. But, again, this is just part and parcel of this whole issue really being made into a jabberwocky where we're supposed to, I guess, not know what to think about where it came from.
Now, Chris Christie is rumored to be possibly running for president in 2024. He's thinking about it. Let's put it that way. I've heard that from a number of people. And he came out and made a comment yesterday about the teachers' unions. He said the teachers' unions are bullying America's families and failing our students, particularly in the urban areas.
Well, this whole issue with COVID-19 has shown a bright light onto the how this really works between the teachers' unions and the education system and so forth. And unfortunately, the kids are suffering. We know that. There's got to be ways to get them back safely. But again, if the politics of it is part of this, then we're going to get nowhere fast. We've got to be practical about it, and perhaps there are ways of getting teachers into the classroom practically and dealing with the reality of the situation and not simply saying, we'll never go back to school again.
Yeah, and over in Miramar, where the junta took over, they've cut the internet service as troops had to fire to break up a protest yesterday and the day before, which isn't good.
Well, no, not at all. That's part and parcel of what happens when you have that kind of situation going on.
But also, down in Brazil, the Carnival has gone online with street parties, which, by the way, are banned.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it begs the question too. Like, for example, what might happen down in Louisiana for Mardi Gras?
You got to say that right. Down in Louisiana.
That's right.
Got to play some swamp cabbage there. Let's see, poke salad, Annie.
Yeah, exactly. So how is that all going to happen in the age of having COVID-19 restrictions and trying to take common sense, precautions against these kinds of things? You simply can't have so many people all congregating in one place like that. You have to have, at least for a time. Now, as we see how this is all developing, there could be a time very soon that in places like New Orleans, they're going to be able to have, more traditional Mardi Gras parades and so forth. But for right now, we'll have to wait and see.
Maybe they'll have a boat parade they did for Brady and the Bucks.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. As long as there's no trophy tossing.
Well, they may toss a trophy, but it won't be the Super Bowl trophy.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, my final little story here, until we go to the next segment here, is about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They are expecting their second child, but to that I say, who cares?
Well, yeah, I heard about that earlier today. Yeah, I saw the headline that was the case, and so we wish them well, of course, and everything. But they're out of the spotlight in the sense of being a part of the whole thing now. So exactly,
he wants his military titles given back to him by the British military. You know, his rank and his title, prince, whatever he was, or, you know, whatever he was, a prince or something, or was he the duke? I don't know, whatever it is. But he wants his military rank given back to him and all that sort of stuff. And they're not going to do it, I don't believe, because they disavowed themselves of the English altogether.
Exactly. It's a very complex situation, but I think the Queen has had some pretty strict things going on with this. Yeah.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more about Joe Biden and what he's up to. It seems that he's getting ready for 2024 and winning the midterms with a little something he's going to try.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The CDC released their highly anticipated guidelines for reopening schools last week, setting out a roadmap for getting kids back into the classroom. The director of the CDC says the science is clear that schools have not been shown to be sites of high transmission of COVID, even in areas where there's high community spread. Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells CNN that mask wearing will be a big component of reopening, but that how quickly schools can return to normal depends on bringing down the community spread of the virus.
There's literature out that suggests that over 90% of people, when they're masked, you can have safe opening of schools. What I will say is this is directly related to how much disease is in the community. We have more flexibility in opening schools as our disease rates come down.
The CDC says that about 99% of America's school children live in areas that have high levels of virus transmission under the new guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain. By the way, I want you to check out the twoguysshows.com website. That's twoguysshows.com website. And the reason for that is because this Saturday and Sunday, they will be in Largo, right here in the Tampa Bay area in Pinellas County. And they'll be over there for the gun show on Saturday from 9 to 5 and on Sunday from 9 to 3. Now, I will be there once again on Saturday from 10 to 2. You can stop by and say howdy, howdy. Be happy to see you, shake your hand, and all that sort of stuff. And I'll be easy to spot when I'm there, so it's not going to be like it's going to be difficult to find me. But the thing of it is we have a great, great, great time at these gun shows. A lot of camaraderie. People get to see all the different things that they want in the way of an outdoor equipment, military surplus, this, that, and the other. So check them out online, twoguysshows.com. We'll be in Largo at the Mid-Reg Hall. That's Min as in Minnesota, Mid-Reg Hall, Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be there Saturday. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Joe Biden steps up front and center, and he gets involved, of course, in different conversations, and the report is out there now that Republicans are going to be tough on China and depicting President Joe Biden as soft on the topic, as a winning election strategy with Beijing widely considered by the American public to be a potential danger to the United States. Well, I think we all know that, but I think that the big problem is going to be, what is Biden going to do to the economy?
Well, I think that we can safely make some predictions here in the grand sense that...
It ain't pretty.
No, exactly, because higher taxes and more uncertainty in the market because of those taxes, business small and large, sitting on capital because they don't want to spend it. They want to hold on to their money because they don't know how much of it they're going to have to continue to give up. So that's one thing. So it's going to tamp down on growth and so forth, especially coming out of COVID-19. And then at the same time, of course, Captain, traditionally, the midterm elections can be very bad for the first term president. We saw what happened to Obama. George W. Bush seemed to have a better run of it following the 9/11 attacks, but that was kind of the exception in the modern times right now. So Joe Biden and the Biden people are certainly preparing for what could be another kind of disaster that even befell Donald Trump in his term. At the midterms. But this idea, of course, of number one, you got the economy that you mentioned, then you've got how things are going to look with China and how the administration handles China, how they describe China, how they work or don't work with China. It's not going to look good, I think, ultimately, and the GOP is going to have some inroads.
Well, yeah, and of course China's fired back at the U.S. allegations on the COVID report, and of course the COVID people through Wu have said, Wu is WHO, the World Health Organization. I like to call them Wu Hu, just simply because who cares with what they have to say? Nothing they've said. They'll say one thing, and then 5 days later it goes back another way.
Exactly right. And then, of course, President Trump, by dropping out of the World Health Organization, caused this big row. But what he really did, Captain, is he pointed out that, wait a minute, can we even rely on what they say one day to the next or 1 week to the next? And the very fact that we didn't have all the right information mm-hmm. early on in the COVID-19 issue.
Now, do you remember who T.J. Ducklow is?
T.J. Ducklow, that's right. He was the White House, one of the communications people.
What there. Was he before that?
I think he would have worked in the campaign, I believe.
Correct? He was their assistant press secretary or number two person in the press for Biden during the campaign.
Right, right.
Well, he has had to resign after threatening the female reporter that he threatened that he was going to destroy her for his actions. And that's before Joe Biden, I guess, had an opportunity to fire him, because after all, Joe Biden says, well, if anyone disrespects anyone in my office, I'll fire him on the spot. Well, no, he didn't do that. But Ducklow Ducklow quit. Somebody probably told him, because he was not really planning on going anywhere.
Well, I think there was a critical mass that was going to be hit on that because of exactly what President Biden said in that one particular announcement that he made in one of those press availabilities, because it was so unequivocal. And so here comes T.J. Ducklow, who is now T.J. Duck Go, I guess, because he's going to go away. How in the heck do they think that they could get away with something like that? And then have Jen Psaki have to try to explain it at the White House thing and whatnot. It was ridiculous. And by him resigning, they try to get rid of it now.
And by the way, I was just reminded of a report over the weekend that the White House says that they're citing deep concerns over the WHO COVID report pertaining to China not holding any blame.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to be very interesting to see how they handle these things, because that's going to start smacking, Captain, of in Beijing. Yeah. Wait a minute, what's Biden doing?
I wonder who said that, because we didn't hear little Dr. Fauci say that, the chief spokesman, did we?
Nope, we didn't.
So I wonder what he's thinking.
Well, he's probably thinking, can he get people to wear three masks at this point? I don't know. But,
well, we know he's already doing that. All right, well, here's one for you. Israel's largest healthcare provider yesterday reported a 94% drop in symptomatic COVID-19 infections among 600,000 people who had received two doses of the Pfizer vaccine in the country's biggest study to date. How about that?
Very, very interesting. And that's with the vaccines.
Yep.
I'd also heard, Captain, I think India had also been seeing major drops, from what I understand. But it's not necessarily because of the vaccine. It may simply be because the virus has made its way through so many people there that it's getting to the so-called herd immunity. At some point, we hope to see the virus subside either, naturally or because people are getting the vaccinations. Either way, it would be a good thing. Now, of course, we want to be as safe as possible. We don't want anybody to die or any unnecessary things like that. But hopefully we'll see this begin to subside over time.
And the average U.S. virus cases dipped below 100,000 for the first time in many months as the vaccine is starting to kick in.
Exactly. And again, now this is where people are going to be asking the question, what does it mean now if I have the vaccine or other people have the vaccine or enough people have the vaccine? Does it mean that it's really going to go away, or does it mean that you'll get a less severe case of COVID-19? And what does that mean in terms of going to sporting events, going to school, going to the movies, not having to wear a mask? Because there's a couple of states, Captain, I think, Montana being one of them, if I'm correct, that have lifted their mask mandate.
They have.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of cases.
There you go. And so now, of course, what somebody will say is, well, the very fact that we have lack of cases, if we don't have the mask, then the cases are going to spike, or it's the same for lockdowns. Well, we lock down everybody, we think we've got the cases mm-hmm. down, then we kind of come out of our houses, but then we get more cases, then we've got to lock down again, and it becomes mm-hmm. a vicious cycle.
Okay, well, Dana in Cleveland just chimed in and said, did I hear you say that the World Health Organization said that COVID was widely circulating before December 19th, or December of 2019? Yes, on or about that time was when they first started to realize that the COVID had already spread and was around the world. By the way, that's coming not from me, but that's coming from the World Health Organization, who reported that.
Exactly. And that's why, again, we need to know for sure, but at this point, I don't know that we can say that, or definitively, but it sure does raise the question, what did the World Health Organization know? When did they know it? What did the Chinese government know, and when did they know it?
Yeah. All right, here comes the music. Folks, when we come back, we'll have our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll be doing a little bit of jamming here when we come back this time. So don't go anywhere. I shall return. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. They're going to get some weather that away in the next couple of days. But she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, up the road a bit. Just a ways away from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And oh, by the way, let's get the music cranked up right now. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop.
The day I was born, the nurses gathered round and gazed in wide wonder at the joy they found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Before I met you, and I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I'm through. I want to be yours, pretty baby. yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
All right, that's George Thorogood and the Destroyers, an oldie but goodie there, and it's bad to the bone. No, I didn't stutter. I actually said that. All right, let me bring Kyle Warren in here. Hey, Kyle, you there?
I'm here.
All right, we are going to bring in Sally in Plano, Texas, and she's going to give us a live weather report from Texas. So good morning, Sally. What is going on there in your backyard?
Well, we had a power outage at 220. Here in Plano, and I called in to Encore Electric, which covers the whole state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They're the base
power company for the state?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then your power company rents wattage from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they said that they're going to have roving 50 to 60 minutes of power outages throughout the whole state of Texas.
Yeah, those are called brownouts. Mm-hmm.
Right, so that they don't have a major outage.
Okay.
So
I get that, but it's going to be mighty cold for that hour.
Yes, it was, but fortunately, my heater's been really good at keeping my temperature at 72 in here, even though it's so cold outside.
Okay.
And right now, it shows that outside, it's 12.
All right. Well, thank you very much for telling us that. I got a lot of weather I got to talk about in other parts of the country. We appreciate you. Keep listening and stay warm.
Oh, I will. I wanted to let you know while I was waiting through the commercial, the power did come back on.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's Sally in Plano. And, Kyle, I'm going to read the statement and give it to you. We've got a whole bunch of weather, just horrible weather. A major winter storm continue to impact the southern plains. It's going to lift into the northeast through Tuesday into Wednesday with a large area of snow, sleet, freezing rain can be expected. There'll be significant travel disruptions and a concern for power outages, as Sally just mentioned, in the system's path. An Arctic air mass will remain over much of the central part of the U.S. this week. Severe weather is expected in portions of the southeast, and oh yeah, we had a tornado watch at 1:15 Sunday morning 1:15 Sunday morning when the front came through. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Just briefly, out here in the west, we do have a wind advisory out on Interstate 15, Interstate 40 near Barstow in Southern California. Also, up in Oregon, at the Idaho-Oregon line, basically along I-84, Cabbage Pass, they're going to be requiring chains or hanging iron, as they say, in that area. So be very, very careful. We do have winter storm warnings all throughout the state of Washington and throughout Oregon. Right now in Portland, looks like they've got rain showers with an ice storm warning going on. Also, all the way through Montana, we've got a wind chill advisory tonight, Captain. We've got avalanche warning and winter weather advisory all along I-15 through Utah, down the I-25 corridor. We've got winter weather warning, also wind chill warnings. This in the eastern part of Colorado, going all the way down into the eastern part of New Mexico tonight.
All right, well, here we go, folks. We'll start out in Texas. All of the eastern half of Texas under a winter storm warning, down closer to the Mexican border and up towards, this includes I-10, I-20, I-30, I-35, down closer below I-10. You are going to have sleet, freezing rain, which will turn, it'll become ice first, and then it will turn to snow flurries after that, make it really miserable. That continues all the way across into Louisiana, into Mississippi, into parts of Alabama right now, also up into Oklahoma, up into the southeastern corner of Kansas, the entire southern part of Missouri, I-44, all the way to St. Louis, winter storm warning. It's going to get real adventurous there. All of Arkansas, I-40, I, uh, let's see, I-55 over there, I-30, all of Arkansas is going to be under the hammer over there, all of Louisiana, all the way down to the Gulf, plus all of Mississippi under the gun, all the way down to the Gulf. And in Alabama right now, northern Alabama moving towards Georgia, it'll be in Georgia by the end of the day, I am sure. But northern Alabama, I-20 all the way across to the Alabama line, winter storm warnings. Going up north of Huntsville, north of Birmingham, winter storm warnings. All of Tennessee, all of Kentucky, most of Illinois, including Chicago. All of Indiana, all of Ohio, the western part of Pennsylvania, the northern part of Pennsylvania over towards Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, all of upstate New York from I-90 over on the Pennsylvania line all the way over to Albany, up 87 north of Albany, 81 north of Syracuse, winter storm warning, lake effect kicking in. We're talking about snow, folks. It's going to be a minimum of 68 inches, and then in the snow belt areas, it could be 1 to 2 feet or more. Now, Vermont, the entire area, winter storm warning. Maine, the entire state of Maine, just about, including you guys down there in Portland, you're going to get something. But up in northern Maine, winter storm warning and gale force warnings all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, on down to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina tonight. And the wind chill, miserable wind chill, below zero, 15 below zero in Minneapolis right now, 25 below zero in Bismarck. You don't even want to know what the wind is. All the way on down to the wind chill factor, all the way down into Missouri, all the way down over North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and the western part of Texas. Wind chills also in the upper Michigan. And by the way, it's starting to snow now in Michigan. Sandusky, you got it coming at you guys there in Michigan. All right, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And that was an elongated weather report, but it had to be because we've got so much bad weather out there tonight that you need to know about it. Please be careful. And to all you truckers that are going north, when you leave Florida, don't worry about, I wonder if I'll be okay to Atlanta. Uh-uh. You put your fuel additive in right now. Florida's notorious for having water in the diesel. It's too late when you get up there in that wind chill, miserable, below zero stuff, and you start to have ice particles in your vehicle. And I heard you sigh. What's going on, Denise Simon? You need to understand my truckers that need this weather more than they need you right at the moment, unfortunately, but that's the way it is.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. I mean, this is a life-threatening storm. We just had a woman from Texas call in and say the power went out and they turned it off intentionally.
Well, most of these guys are not novices at this either, so... they've been at it a long time.
Well, they're worried about the fact they might lose their power, so they're doing some brownouts in Texas right now, a company called Encore, which handles the power. All right, well, we will be right back. And when we come back, yeah, we're going to talk about the impeachment. We're going to talk about the 7 Republicans and what's going to happen to them. But some of it already has. But we'll tell you where that's going with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.